Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Ta-da! Folks, the live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast comes to you today from A&E Heating and Cooling. Online at aeheatingcooling.net. Oh man, it'd be a bad day if you're if your freaking furnace went out today. Oh, boy. Thoughts and prayers. If that does happen, and you need an after-hour service call, reach out to Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. Okay. Now, it's very, very important for me to point out that I call it an air scrubber because it really is. The Remy Halo is what it is. R-E-M-E. Remy Halo. It's a device that Joe installs into your furnace / air conditioning system. All right. And what it does is quite simple, actually. It is an induct air purifier. Okay. Lauded as one of the greatest innovations in IAQ, don't know what that means, indoor air quality, I'm guessing, technology, the Remy Halo induct air purifier recreates the natural process of purifying the air. It allows you to bring fresh air in without opening the windows, purifying every cubic inch of your home. Extremely effective at eliminating all three indoor air pollutants, particles, microbes, and gases. How? It uses reflective electromagnetic energy technology. Lights. Something like, you know, COVID passes over the light. Boom. Gone. Bacteria. Gone. Pollen. Allergens. Pet dander. Gone. So important in the winter months. It will keep you healthier. And especially if you're susceptible to, if you're breathing poor air, becoming sick. Some of you have that issue, maybe asthma or something like that. This helps. If you don't believe me, look it up. R-E-M-E Halo. Thank you to Joe Martinez for installing that at such a low price. Hold on a second, just got distracted. Most of the other folks who install it in town do it for about $1,000. Joe does it for $750, but if you mention the show, you get it for $650. There you go, 616-516-8579. All right. One of the other great businesses bringing you the live stream this morning, Bennett Flooring Installation. Online at BennettFlooringInstallation.com in and around West Michigan. You call these folks up, they show up at your place, and they measure the room, tell you how much it's going to cost to install the new flooring that you want installed. You might be like, well, yeah, I want them to tear up the old stuff too. Yeah, they do all that, okay? 616-318-0167. 616-318-0167. You know, not everybody is an expert at installing flooring. That is tricky business. And to me, you get one shot. Mom's spaghetti, okay? And if you screw that up, then you're like, God, it kind of looks like shit. My wife's going to kick my ass. Yeah, I know. When it comes to the work, like maybe removing the old stuff, sure, you can handle that. But, you know, when it comes to the final product, have the pros do it, okay? This is going to save you so much stress. And it's going to look so good. You're going to make everybody so happy because the flooring is installed perfectly. That could be vinyl plank, hardwood, ceramic, carpeting, you name it. They do it all. Bennett Flooring Installation. Number one in West Michigan. Now 2 years running. 616-318-0167. This show, the Eric Zane Show podcast, comes to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio each and every day, Monday through Friday, that is. Starting at about this time, which, by the way, pretty close to an on-time start time today. How about that? Only like 1 or 2 minutes late. That's rare. It is the 16th of February, 2021. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now. Hey, this is Blue Stain Rob.
Hey, this is Blue State Rob, and you're listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a show hosted by a liberal Republican whose ancestry dates back to the small country of Armenia and fueled by bouts of anxiety and adult attention hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD. It's not the best, but still better than radio. Anyway, here's your host, Eric Zane.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Rob. You're a good man. This show, I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday. Thank you so much for being here with me. You can get it in one of several spots. First of all, if you're on Facebook, share that thing right now. Share it. Hit the like button or the mad face, whatever you want. Okay, if they had a thumbs down button, I'm sure you'd do that too. I would encourage that. I would expect nothing less. Share that thing on Facebook. Facebook is brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, one of several places, one of three that we do the show live on each and every day. Twitter, that's brought to you by a Periscope video, is brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Online at bluefrostit.com. Thank you to Alan and Ashlyn for sponsoring. If you could, retweet it and then include a snarky comment on the retweet, like your quote. Oh, God, check out how terrible this is. Thank you very much for that. And then on the almighty YouTube, brought to you by F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Eric Zane Show. Hit the bell notification and then the thumbs up button. These are all things that help your old pal, Eric Zane. You're all that I have. And then, of course, the audio downloadable wherever you download audio podcasts. I also have an RSS code there on ericzaneshow.com to put into a podcasting platform that may not be one of mine. All right, that's all there at ericzaneshow.com, or just find me on whatever podcasting platform that you want to look at. The website, I don't plug my website enough. Well, it, and you know, it kind of makes sense. I'm actually in the process of getting a new one made, a redesign. I will have merchandise on the redesign. I don't have merchandise on the old design, the one right now, ericzaneshow.com. You will still be able to find it all there, but we are going through a redesign. Jericho and Larry inching their way through that process. Probably in about 5 years, I'll have it done. Okay? All right. Totally kidding. It just takes time. So thank you for that. Thank you for being part of this show, and a lot of ground to cover today. It is cold. It is cold and snowy here in Michigan. But, you know, that isn't the real story. The real story is how cold and frozen and snowy it is in states like, you know, Texas, where I guess it's like near 0 degrees in Texas. How does that even happen? My God, North Carolina got battered with like a tornado. It's like terrible, man. People hurt. I didn't hear about anybody dying, thank God. But still, it's a bad deal. People's homes just ripped up and thrown, gone. And then snow and ice. And when you, you know, there's the whole joke about, oh, that Southerners, man, they can't handle the snow. Well, no, they don't expect snow there. That's they're not really set up for snow and ice in the South. Okay. So if you get even just a little bit of it, that is devastating, but they got hammered. There's like plenty of precipitation that fell, and then a massive amount of power outages. I saw, the one scene, I don't know if you saw this. It was like this crazy electrical surge going through the lines, and it looked like out of a freaking Michael Bay movie. Oh, my gosh. And tons of people without power. And this is not the time to be without power when it's freaking freezing out. My gosh. So it's kind of like half the country is in the death grip of this cold and the snow. It's just an absolute shit show. There was a time here in Michigan where we always get hammered with snow, where we're like, oh, man, we don't have any snow. It's been a mild winter. Everybody's forgotten that. We've just been getting punched right in the nose throughout February. And I think there's more coming. But all right. So if you're dealing with that, sorry. Here where we live, the schools are shut down. In fact, it's weird because normally where I live, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Kalamazoo, Lakeshore areas, we get hammered with snow more than like the east side of the state. But that's the opposite today. Detroit got like a foot, and we got about 4, 5, 6 inches where I live. No big deal. But, yeah, so people are dealing with that. That's kind of a mess. She's like, a snow day! And it works out. What timing? Because Frozen Toes Ten Brink, the superintendent, great friend of ours, who, this is his last year, by the way, old Frozen Toes. It's been a lot of years. And he's hanging him up after this year. He said, you know what? I'm too old for this shit. I'm wrapping it up. Frozen Toes called it. And it works out great because it is on the heels of, I think they call it, midwinter break or whatever. So they didn't have school Friday, didn't have school Monday, and no school today. So the queen of the forest sleeping in. All right. One less thing to worry about this morning. Didn't have to make lunches. So here we go with this show once again. I'm not going to lie. I was sweating it last night. I wouldn't even call it an anxiety attack, as the medicine in my brain has really been just, planing me out. Oh my God, it's just such a godsend. I am never, ever going to get off this medicine again. It's known as several names, Celexa or Lexapro or Citalopram. And one of you, I think it was Melissa, she goes, yeah, every time you stop taking that dum-dum, your symptoms are going to be more profound in your brain. It's harder, you know, it's like, you know, kind of like a weird thing it does. And she's right, because that's exactly what I experienced. I've stopped the medicine. This is the third time I started it. The initial time, then I quit, and then I started it again, and then took it for a long time, quit it for the kidney donation. And then I'm like, this sucks, man. My brain is just, I'm just an asshole. I this is getting really bad. Now it's like, oh, everything's great. Everything's awesome. I'm so happy. Holy shit. Take your medicine, people. Listen to your doctors. But I didn't quit it the most recent time because I thought I could, like, make it through. I did it for a good reason. So, all right. Why am I discussing that with you? What popped into my brain? Why did I say that? Why did I? What was I talking about that led me? This is how it's going to be. Oh, I was like, God, I don't have anything to talk about today. Last night, I'm laying in bed. If I'm laying in bed and it's like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm getting ready to go after Candy Crush, you know, and I don't have hardly anything to talk about, sometimes I get a little freaked out. But this is the 520-somethingth time that I've done this podcast. And I have never, ever, even once, been short of things to say or talk about. It has never, ever happened. I have never sat here and went, oh, well, I don't know what to talk about. Shit, fuck, damn. All right, well, whatever. So I don't know why I even ponder the idea that I would ever be short of something to say. I have never, ever had that problem. Yeah, it's weird. Okay. Today, though, I am extremely stoked, and if you're not going to be stoked with me, I'm going to want to bang your heads together like coconuts, because on Thursday of this week, the Mars Perseverance rover is going to descend from space onto the planet of Mars, and it's going to come screaming in at 12,000 miles an hour. And I cannot wait to tell you how exactly they're doing this. And I'm tempted to just dive into it right now because I'm so excited about this. And if you're not excited about this, then I'm like pissed off at you. Okay. I want you to appreciate how huge this is and how incredible this is, what we are doing with the Mars Perseverance rover. And Mike Ball, right now I'm thinking about you because you're like the biggest, most vocal non-supporter of my celestial excitement. Okay. So thus, because of that, I'm announcing that your business, MB Distributing, is bringing you celestial excitement. That's right. We're going to put a thing about the size of a car onto the planet Mars. We've done this before, but this is even more substantial, and I cannot wait to give you the details why. All right. A month ago, a former U.S. Olympic swimmer who medaled in the games stormed the Capitol. Do you remember that dick who's walking around? And he's like 6'11", and his jacket says like his name on it and like U.S. swim team. And then all his other, Michael Phelps is like calling the FBI. I know that asshole. It's unmistakable. Go get him. So that was dumb. Who knew that that swimmers are all stupid idiots? An Australian former Olympian and medalist. This has nothing to do with the first guy. This is another guy. An Australian former Olympian and medalist is saying, hold my beer, to the jerk who was storming the Capitol on the stupid things that this person is now doing. We're going to tell you what this genius has been up to. He might actually, in fact, I'm pretty sure that the second guy, the Australian, is smarter than the first guy. Okay? The first guy and any of the assholes that were storming the Capitol, those are all stupid people, okay? So this guy is definitely smarter, but wow, what a thing. Holy shit. All right, I'll talk about that. Some kook in my original hometown is crapping in random cars at auto repair facilities. I talked about this in the Patreon yesterday, but I got to review it for the free crowd because of the phone call. I'll play that for you. Shockingly, we have yet another Gorilla Glue incident. Okay, now you had the first dum-dum. And then the second one was the guy who put the Solo cup on his mouth. A little bit different, but the same. And he had to have it removed surgically. We actually have another person who has put Gorilla Glue in their hair. My gosh. And You see, this whole thing has gotten even more ridiculous. It actually is sickens me how stupid people are and what people, the lengths people will go to for internet fame. It's just, it's screwed up. Okay. Absolutely horrible. I have spotted you diet betters a week. Okay. If you aren't aware, we did the diet bet, which is a app you download, you put in your weight, you pay $25. You've got 1 month to lose 4% of your body weight. If you do lose the weight, you get your money back, minus a small amount of it, which goes to the platform. That's how they make money. You also get money from everyone else who did not get their goal. So if you're the only one and there's $400 floating around, you're going to get all that money. But usually several people get the goal. But if there's any left over, then you divide it. More often than not, if you make your goal, you're going to get your money back, which is $20 of the $25. And then you'll get enough of the people who didn't get their goal to make it so you're not out anything. And you've had fun. You've had competition. You've participated. You can talk on the app to each other and encourage each other or talk shit, whatever you want to do. Okay, so that's it. And no one sees your pictures or anything like that. It's great. And it's a lot of fun. And I started it last week. Monday was the beginning of it. So last night I got on the scale. Now, a week before, I was at 171.5. And I had to lose like 6.5 pounds. Well, last night I'm at 174.8. So I've packed on 3.8 somehow. So now what was like 6.5 pounds I had to lose, now it's closer to 10 pounds and I'm already down a week. Okay. That's it. I am now, screw this shit. I am now really, really pissed off at myself. And so all you people that have been doing great on the diet bet, Kenny, I know you have a goal to lose some serious fat because women are throwing underwear at you now. All right, great. Fine. I'm in. I am all in today. I have the knowledge. I know what to do. I just had no determination to do so. I've been running. Hell, it was 0 degrees yesterday. I went running outside. It was great. No, it wasn't great. It was freezing. It was terrible. Almost got hit by a car. But all right. Now it's happening. Now I'm committed. We talked about the Zaniac Zoom that has Zaniac Zoom. I get fucked up in a Zaniac Zoom.
Y'all want to make fun of me when I get fucked up in a Zaniac Zoom.
There was another one that happened this past weekend, and Kevin Kuypers got hammered again, so we'll have more of this.
Are we going to be buying another third beer?
Very, very soon.
Fuck off, I'm hammered.
But included in that, Pellerita went ahead and grabbed me the latest addition to the Patriot Nick giggle laugh montage. We had the first one, the second one, and now the third one. Son of a gun. Cat makes me so happy. Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you, Mike. Keep them coming. Folks, apparently I am not going to see a good new movie ever again because I have now seen, oh God, I've seen so many movies recently that are just terrible. The George Clooney one, I forget the name of it, when he's stranded in the Arctic, that was an absolute disaster. One of the worst films I've ever seen. I saw that movie that so many people raved about called Derek something, the stupid drama queen magician. In and of itself was one of the most whimsical, patronizing, pretentious pieces of garbage I've ever seen. It was absolutely horrible. It was a drama queen, pretentious drama queen, with an unbelievable self-inflated view of himself doing a couple of magic tricks. That's what that movie was. Avoid, avoid, avoid. It stinks. Then the latest one I just saw. Now, you would think, I talked about this on the Patreon, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben brought it up, and I go, yeah, man, that thing looks great. The previews for this crime thriller starring Denzel Washington, Jared Leto, and Rami Malek, the guy from Bohemian Rhapsody who played Freddie Mercury. The film is called The Little Things. You would think with such an unbelievable acting pedigree between those three, you would have a story that wasn't an absolute pile of garbage. Oh, my God. This was just a stinker. It was it's in theaters, and it's on the HBO HBO Go or HBO On Demand or whatever the hell it is. Oh, my God, people. And then, okay, so I watched this thing, and there's always a point in a film when I'm like, oh, boy, this is bad. And you get halfway through it, and it's just it's like a point of no return where you're like, nah, I can't shut it down. And by the way, another bad movie I saw was, well, only the first 20 minutes was Wonder Woman. I only made it through the horrible mall scene, and then I shut it down. I said, I can't do this. Little Things, it just missed the mark in so many ways. It is an awful, terribly written story with what they think are plot twists, but they're not. The ending stunk, and there was a lot of boredom. It's just dull, okay? This was a dull, dull movie. And, oh, God. And then so I finished it, and while it's winding down, I'm like, I cannot wait to go and see the reviews on this. And I'm like, there is no way that this thing is going to be certified fresh. And sure enough, man, because I don't like to look at the reviews before I watch it. I always just roll the dice and hope it's going to be a good film. And maybe I need to change that, because The Little Things was awful. Ugh. Such good actors, too. You know, you got three absolute winners there, and all they need is a story. All they need is someone who can frickin' write. And, ugh. What an absolute dumpster fire this was. I was pissed. And the thing is, it just pisses me off because the time involved to watch these things. Man, absolutely terrible. The Little Things was a shitty, shitty movie. Okay. I want to get into this because this is quite serious. This is nothing funny. It is another time that I heard that voice again. And I've talked to you about when I heard the voice, and that was the voice in my head saying, do my will, when it came to giving Jeffrey that kidney. That happened again to me. And it happened, I have a, whenever I, in, if I encounter the right scenario, it's happened twice now, where the idea pops into my head, help, do something for this person right now. And so here we go. I have to be very, very careful on the details in this because I don't want to reveal who it is. You don't know the person, but still, I just want to paint the picture for you of what is going on here. And I'm hoping that you'll, when I tell you this, you won't ignore that type of thing if it happens to you. Okay. So I'm walking through a store in around where I live. And it turns out that a person who Diana and I know, a lady, and her son, and the lady works at the store, and she walks up to us, and she's like, "Hey, how are you?" And we're like, "Hey, good to see you. How you been?" You know, and her son is the same age as my son Jim. In fact, they Jim and him knew each other for a period of time, and since don't at all. So we asked how her son was, and she said, not good, not good at all. Oh, yeah? And she said, yeah, there is some real problems in his life, and he's in jail right now. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. Now, in this scenario, you get the impression, but over the years, it was very, very clear that this lady and the son, that there was no dad involved. Okay. So, whatever. So then she, as time, as she gave a few more details, very little, but I understand, as she understood it, he got in trouble because he was trying to break into her home because he needed money to pay for a drug addiction. Okay. That's all I know. And I said, well, actually, before I found that part out, I go, well, you know, sometimes people like that, hearing it from a mother or a father or a brother that their life is a shit show doesn't really resonate. Sometimes they need someone away from the family to tell them something like that, and it kind of like resonates more. I said, that's when I had that feeling in my head. You need to say something to this lady. So I did. Right there in the store, I go, if you need me to talk to him, I'll do that. And she says, okay, thank you. There was no information exchanged. So then a couple days pass, and I know that this kid is in jail, or he was in jail. Actually, like a week passes, maybe even more than that. And I haven't done anything. I've said nothing, and I've done nothing. And I've been like, and I'm like, you know, you said it to her, so you're going to need to follow up. If you don't follow up, you're just talking the talk. You're not walking the walk. And you know full well, if you committed to it, you're going to have to say something. So I'm having the struggle in my head. I was like, ah, fuck, I don't want to. Fuck it. You know, I shouldn't have said anything. Now this is going to be a pain. And you know, I'm having that battle. And that's just, to me, that's just the battle in my brain of good versus bad. Eric, let it go. That's his own problem. Fuck it. And I'm like, you know, I can't do that. I got to do something here. So I said to Diane, I go, so reach out to so-and-so and see if she can get me her son's number. So I get it. This is all yesterday. I reach out to this guy. And I'm like, hey, so-and-so, this is Mr. Z, I want to help you. And so I said, I need to talk to you on the phone. Get this guy on the phone. And I go, so give me the state of the union here. What's going on here? All I know is you were in some legal trouble. And has that been resolved? He says, oh, yeah, it's been resolved. So he's been punished. And he's lucky he's not in jail. But for this behavior, he has certain things in place. He can't have any. I said, have you taken any? Have you consumed any substances? Substances? He goes, no, not since January 24th. I go, how is that? Are you like white knuckling it? And he says, yes and no. So he needs treatment. I know this. He needs to actually be in front of professionals for extended time. I go, what's your residence situation right now? Where are you staying? He goes, I'm couch surfing. I go, so you're homeless? Yes. Okay. All right. So then, now, before you think, oh, Zane's going to take him in. I'm not. I said this to him. I go, look, listen, dude, I trust your heart, but I don't trust your brain. So you're in a bad spot right now. You're not there. So that's not going to happen right now, or probably at all. You need to do this on your own, but I'm going to help facilitate this for you. I'm going to help you. He has nothing. Clothes on his back. He's at a friend's house. He was at a family member's house. Family member is, there's some details about that I don't want to get into, but I'm like, okay. He revealed to me that when he got in trouble, breaking into the house, the cop, I go, well, what is, do you have any resources at your disposal? And he says to me, all I know is the cop said to me when he arrested me, Network 180. I go, what is that? He says, I have no idea. I go, have you called that? Do you know what that is? He goes, no, I haven't done anything. I go, so what's your situation tonight? He goes, I cannot stay at this place I'm at tonight. I might be able to go back to the family member's house. And so he's flabbergasted. He has no idea. He's hours away from being out on the street. Some son of a bitch, what are we going to do? So then I call one facility in town who gives me a number, Michigan Substance Abuse Helpline, and then I call it. They direct me to Kent County, Michigan, and then they give me another number. And this is one of those Eric Zane puzzle piece stories that kind of just comes together. Then I call this last number, and they pick it up. They go, Network 180. I go, ah, there it is. You're the guy. I go, okay. What do you do there? They go, we are inpatient drug rehab with a residence. I go, oh, I think I got somebody for you. And so I give them the background. They go, okay, problem. Nothing can be done till 8 a.m. tomorrow. You got to call between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. I go, okay. All right. Well, that's great. Thank you. Hang up with them. Call dude. I go, okay. And I gave him the details of that. He goes, yeah, that sounds good. This guy wants help. This is not kicking and screaming. The first words out of his mouth when I talked to him, he's like, I want to rebuild my relationship with my mother. He cannot, because he did that. His mother was actually a victim in this crime. So the judge said, you can't go near her for a year. And I go, well, let's kick all that down the road. Okay. That right now you need to worry about staying warm, staying fed, have shelter over your head, and get drug treatment. That's okay. It took you a long time to fuck all this shit up, dude. It's going to take a little. This is all I'm suggesting you do. Don't panic. Stay very, very patient. And you're just worried about the basics here. Let's not worry about jobs and relationships and all that shit, because none of that's going to matter if you're dead or in jail. So focus.
Okay.
Again, I've known this guy since he was a little kid. So he says, I think I can get a place to stay tonight at a family member's. I go, can you get there? Yeah. He goes, I have a bus pass. I go, so you can get there? Yes. I go, okay, you have to text me when you get there. And then when you get there and you're safe, then you text me. And then tomorrow morning, here's a number. You call these people. You tell them exactly what you're going through. And then they're going to give you instructions on what to do next. And then you call me and I will take you there myself. Because a lot of times people who are in this spot, they have a tendency to go, fuck it. And they get frustrated and they go out and get high. Very, very important that he gets to the next step. So this all happened last night. So I feel very, very, I feel good that he is safe. He was safe for the night. And I'm just now thinking about the next step. So I'm just telling you this story because I tend to share these stories all the time and for you to be thinking about him. And I'll keep you updated. I keep it close to the vest as to who he is and things like that. I wanted to make sure I did a good job at that. But that's actually happening right now. It's unfolding as we speak. So, all right. Yet another one of the personal adventures involved in the Eric Zane Show podcast household. In fact, I'm checking my phone right now. Make sure I haven't heard anything yet, because again, this place opens up at 8 a.m. Okay. All right. Hey, buddy. ... Don't forget to make that call ASAP and let me know what's up. Period. Sometimes these people, when they have nothing and they're alone, just knowing that there's someone out there who cares about them makes a huge, huge difference. That is the very real intro of the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you are a business owner, or let's say you work for a business owner and you think, hey, Eric Zane, his podcast can help market our business, don't be a stranger. Reach out to me, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. I would love to spread the word about you and your business. I've got a number. In fact, I got the door partially open with the A&E Heating and Cooling F45 and Mario Flores sign open because it's so damn cold. I need the warm air coming in here. I got my heater going on full blast and the door open. It's still freezing. But anyway, your sign can be behind me. You can join the army of sponsors that have made this podcast a thing each and every day. It is affordable. It reaches just as far as radio. Nobody's listening to the radio anymore, and that's unfortunate. But, I mean, most people get their online, their spoken word content online. They don't want to sit through 15 minutes of commercials and then just stacked up one after the other. It's just ridiculous. So, and if you ever, if anybody tries to sell you advertising on a radio station, you realize that your commercial message is more than likely going to be some voice that no one knows. And it's going to be sandwiched in with about, you know, 10 other commercials. And the first thing people do when they hear the commercials is they turn them off. Now, my ads don't. They don't do that because it's me, and you never know when I'm going to say something stupid or play audio from Patriot Nick or something else. Or maybe...
Kevin, go in there and molest your mom.
Thanks to everybody who has signed up in the past for being part of the Eric's and being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. You can too. Send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Get your taxes done by Troy Ginzer. Man, here we are mid-February. We're getting close, man. Sign up. Reach out to Troy, 616-301-9516, or send him an email, troy@tagcpa.net, and say, Eric Zane told me to reach out to you to get my taxes done. Personally or business, do it. Forget the TurboTax nonsense. Forget the H&R Block that you're overpaying for. Have the best do it. Get more on your return. And all you have to do is basically just hand off your stuff from anywhere in the United States and say, here you go. Excuse me. Troy Ginzer at Tag Accounting, 616-301-9516. Okay. If you want AMSOIL products, JM Synthetics. One of several ways you can get the AMSOIL products. Let's say you say, oh, my God, I need a case of AMSOIL, which is the best. They invented synthetic motor oil. You can actually go in person to Ionia Outdoors, okay, conveniently located in the middle of nowhere, and visit them. Just find them online, Ionia Outdoors. They've got a display set up for AMSOIL. You can go to jmsynthetics.com, pick out what you want, and then you can actually call the JM of JM Synthetics, Jason Mays, 616-747-0233. You can order it online. That's fine. But it helps him more when you call him. That's just what he told me. 616-747-0233. When you buy anything from JM Synthetics, tell me and I'll give you a free cameo. All right? There you go. Thank you to JM Synthetics for being part of the show. Okay, Blue Frost IT, online at bluefrostit.com, is a full-spectrum IT consulting and support company able to offer a broad range of services to clients to ensure all aspects of their network is managed and secure. If you are in and around West Michigan, this is who you want to reach out to, okay? The pros at Blue Frost IT, number one managed IT service provider and full spectrum IT consulting and support company. 2 years running, okay, as proven and mentioned by me. Network administration, new office setups and moves. Let's say you're like, ah, man, our company is upgrading. We're moving to a bigger and better location, but the infrastructure isn't set up in the new building for all of our IT needs. Blue Frost IT does all of those things. Office rewires, network drops, network wall jacks, okay? Backup and disaster recovery planning and implementation. They do it all at Blue Frost IT. Also, if you need hourly as needed from month to month, you can take care of it that way. That's to meet your needs. And also a project. These can be small or large projects, whatever it is. And then the managed IT service portion of their business. They manage all aspects of your network like they do for me here on this show. That's how it works, man. They if it's computer related, just think Blue Frost IT. If you want to reach out, 616-285-50, 616-285-50, or drop them an email if you want, info@bluefrostit.com. Okay, this is the week that something cool is happening in the space program. Celestial excitement. Now, it isn't so much I'm talking about something that's happening out in deep space or anything like that, but some time ago, we launched the Mars Perseverance rover, and it is touching down this week on Mars. And they have it. This is great. I'm really happy with this. They have the whole thing. You can watch it. They have super HD cameras hooked up, ready to go. You'll be able to follow it all in real time. Okay. Starts at 2:15 Eastern time on February 18th. And like I said, they've got high-quality video and audio of the touchdown sequence. So when it's dropping down at 1.5 miles an hour, you're going to be able to see the mountains and the landscape of Mars as it slowly lowers down. It's going to be incredible. They've even got it mic'd. You're going to be able to hear the sounds of the Mars winds as it, you hear it just thunk, drop down. Okay? All of what I'm about to tell you has been programmed into this thing. No one on Earth is going to be telling it what to do because it takes 11 minutes for any transmission to go from where the rover will be, the Perseverance, back to the Earth. It takes that long. But, so it's all been programmed in there. On the 18th, the capsule is going to come screaming into Mars's atmosphere, which is only like 1% of resistance from what we have here. Okay? It's just, it's very thin. But that's enough to cause a catastrophe if they didn't have the right equipment. It would burn up. So it, because it's going to be moving at 12,000 miles an hour, it's got a heat shield, and then the rover is inside of it, where they describe it as it'll be a comfy 70 degrees in there. It won't even know anything's happening. It's going to come screaming in 12,000, actually 500 miles an hour, and they call it the terror countdown clock as it does this. So now it's going to be slowing down because of the drag that's caused by the atmosphere, but it's still way too fast. So at about 950 miles an hour, they're going to jettison, or the rover, not they, the rover will know this, will kick out like a, what's called a supersonic parachute. And it's huge. It's 70 and a half feet wide to slow this thing down even more. And so then that's going to slow it down even more. I take it back. That's actually going to deploy and slow it down to 940 miles an hour. Okay. So now it's coming in still with a parachute, huge parachute, getting as Mars is getting, excuse me. Oh my God, Jesus. Mars is, you'll be able to see the planet getting close fast. Then it kicks off more of the heavy duty protection. And what you see now, or what will be controlling the rover, is something called the Sky Crane. Okay, the Sky Crane has these thrusters on it, and it's like on the belly of the Sky Crane is the Perseverance rover, which is the size of a car. The Sky Crane's thrusters are like surrounding the rover. It fires and slows down the whole thing, and it's now going to slow down to about 1.5 miles an hour. So it's firing the thrusters, and then they have to get the rover down to the ground. And then there's these cables that will deploy, and lower it. That's why they call it the sky crane. Lower it the last, 150 feet or so, and descends down. So then the sky crane lowers it down, and it just thunk very, very lightly. The cables deploy and are released from the Perseverance. And then the sky crane knows to hit the thrusters and angle itself and move away and then self-destruct on the surface of the planet. That thing's done. They don't have any use for that. Now the rover is on Mars, and it's in this big-ass crater. And so the point of all of this is they want to see how much, if there was ever life. And so what they're going to do is they're going to scoop up dirt and they're going to examine it. And then when we actually get to Mars to interact with this thing in about however many years, they'll be able to look at, they'll be able to analyze the data well before that. This thing might even be able to take off and fly back to the Earth. I'm not sure how they're going to do that yet. This article didn't go into that. But while it's down on the planet, they also are testing something. On the belly of the Perseverance is a helicopter. And they'll be able to maneuver this thing to deploy while it's on the surface of the planet. And then up comes a frickin' propeller, and they can fly like a drone around on Mars. Can you believe this is happening? Oh, my God. Not to mention all the great footage we'll be able to see. We're going to hear a lot of nerds screaming and yelling if this goes the way it goes. Not all of these work out. There have been times that things have been landed on the planet and it just shit went haywire and then boom, problem. And then you're looking at, $3 billion down the drain. My God. That happens on the 18th. So cool. So cool. All right. If any of you bust my balls about how stoked I am for this, you're dead to me for the day. Dead to me for the day. That's all I got to say. All right. While that is all very brainy, this next story is not. This next story, okay. It remains to be seen whether the first Gorilla Glue lady from last week, I've got mixed thoughts on that. Some people have said she was mentally challenged. I don't know about that. I don't know how anybody knows that. Well, she may just be stupid. I just couldn't believe it. She described it as she put the hairspray in and then she grabbed Gorilla Glue when she ran out of hairspray. There is another hairspray product, a hair product. That is named something Gorilla something. I saw that, and there are some are speculating that maybe that's what she did. Or why would you have Gorilla Glue near your hair care products? Why would it be like cans of whatever hair care products, and then that? Something was weird about that whole story, and I am not yet giving up on the idea that she did that on purpose, just to get some type of attention. I haven't yet let that go. She had the GoFundMe. She did say, I think, that money will be donated, but, who knows? The whole thing was weird. And then it came to an end when the one doc in Beverly Hills who's had a chemistry background was able to figure out a way to break down that glue. So, all right. That's that. She goes back to her home with her tail between her legs. But this idiot did the same thing. Ivani Reyes is the new Gorilla Glue girl. And there's only one reason why she did this. She had to have only have done this just to get clout and money. And how? Why would you, even if you knew that it would get you some type of fame or attention, knowing full well how difficult it is to end this, to get out of it, why would you do that? It's like if you see someone on social media who kills themselves, and then they've got 3 million followers, but they're dead, and you go, "Hey, I want to do that too. This is so stupid." Unbelievable. This chick, Avani Reyes, 20 years old, she did the same damn thing. She claimed to have accidentally sprayed the glue on her hair. Several videos of her on TikTok trying to explain what she did. Everybody slamming her. In one of the videos, she attempts to comb her pink hair, which is covered by a thick layer of glue. It doesn't work.
Guys, my hair will not comb.
Y'all, I'm going to the hospital right now. I'm on my way to the emergency room. I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She can't be that freaking out because here she is acting like she's sad and she's got a camera in her face. What is going on here in the world? What is happening that this is what people do? I saw one of you made a post about this is ridiculous. Somebody can do something like this and then they get all this money and then they get all this fame and get all this attention. That is absolutely ridiculous. She has quite a following already, 459,000 followers. She says, my scalp is burning. She started a GoFundMe. Well, this is ridiculous. She starts the GoFundMe. This is just dumb. Nobody's going to... who the hell's going to do this? But apparently people have... She claimed that she raised enough money to travel to L.A. to get the same procedure done like Tessica Brown. In a recent clip, she reported that one person generously donated $3,000 to help her. What asshole is going to do this? Why would you, after all of this, do this to someone? You know, there are kids who are like at St. Jude's that are like awaiting some type of donation for something like this or to the hospital. Why would anybody give any money to anyone like this? I would only give that money if it was guaranteed that she'd cut her own head off. That's the only way we're going to get the glue away from your body is by cutting your damn head off, you idiot. My God. Tessica Brown has a manager and explained that the donations that poured in were well over $21,000, and she decided to use that money by putting into the Restore Foundation that provides reconstructive surgeries for people. Well, let's hope that happened. You better have. Can we just get past people putting glue on their bodies? By the way, the person who had the glue, the super glue bottle and said, yeah, it's my new toothpaste. Holy shit. This is ridiculous. All you have to have is something happen in the world and someone else is going to do it. I always thought that the Tide Pods thing was a hoax. That's what people said. So no, that never really even happened. Now I don't believe that. People are actually putting glue in their hair on a regular basis. This is so stupid. Man. Chris says, this is the world of TikTok and Instagram. This is what people do. Do stupid shit, get paid. My God. All right. Amanda, you better watch out. One comment about tails. Oh, boy. I could get you in trouble. All right. Very good. Excuse me. Hang on. I actually have to travel today to the hockey rink. We're getting ready to do this deal on Saturday night for the Grand Rapids Griffins. Your old pal Eric Zane will be on TV. And I'm a little bit in the dark as to how this is going to go. I'm hosting the pregame and the during the Griffins game on TV on WXSP from my ice side studio with Mike Knubel, I think. I don't have all the details, and that's why I'm going there today. I'm going to the hockey rink today to figure out exactly the game plan for the broadcast. Let me just tell you that if you are in West Michigan, there's one of several places you can watch the broadcast of the Griffins game. Check your local listings, as they say. because WXSP, the X, is not only is it in West Michigan, it's in like Muskegon, Battle Creek. I think Kalamazoo too. So part of what I'm going to be doing is only going to be on Facebook or AHL.com. And then the actual game itself in between the periods, that is where I'll be on TV. And it's always weird when I'm starting something new. I mean, obviously, I'm on camera all the time doing my thing and have to think on my feet and have kind of been able to manage that in this room. So I have a lot of practice doing that. But this is, I mean, anything new to me, whenever I start something new, it's always extremely shitty the first couple of times. And then it kind of, all right, he figured it out. So there's a pretty good chance that you're going to see something really, really ridiculous. So that all happens on Saturday night for the Griffins game. Hey, folks, I'm on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I can't stress this enough. If you want to really, all these things are supporting the show. Just your time supports the show. But Patreon is a paywall, and I put plenty of content. I first said 20 hours, probably more like 12 to 13 hours of content a week on Patreon. I do a daily bonus podcast. I have Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, which is happening today as Dale takes on Ben, not Ben like Ben Glaze, another dude named Ben Christie. Not to mention the Insane Asylum, my music show on Q100 up north. You get it before it even airs with no commercials. The Lost Zane recordings twice a week from my time at WBBL. And then, of course, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. $5 or $10 a month. $5 is all the audio. $10 is the audio, the video, and the live streams. I recommend trying it out with $5 or $10 a month. And then if you think, well, yeah, nice try, but I don't want it, then you cancel it. You get the rest of the month, and then you're good. But if you like it, then you can convert it to a yearly and save 10%. And anybody who wants to convert it to, if you've been following me on Patreon for a long, long time, I encourage you to do that and convert it to a yearly, then you don't have to worry about auto-renewing, and you save money. Save 10%. Okay. The Kent County Health Department still working tirelessly to inform the public about COVID. There was just another group of people starting March 1st, agricultural workers who are in the queue for the vaccine. Problem, they don't have any vaccine right now. It's weird because the state is kind of like not on the same page with the health departments. The governor's like, yeah, all right, now we're opening it up to agricultural workers and mortuary employees, but we still don't even have the 65 and olders vaccinated. You might want to slow your roll, Michigan, until we actually have the vaccine at these sites so the elderly can get theirs first, you know? My God, all they're doing is creating a backlog. Anyway, accesskent.com/health for anything COVID-related. COVID testing stations, and on and on and on. CornholeAmerica.com. That's the place to go to get the Eric Zane Show podcast cornhole boards. It's not going to be long until it's going to be warm. You're going to be hanging out with your pals. People are over for a barbecue. You're playing cornhole. You want a set of cornhole boards with your old pal Eric Zane. Go to CornholeAmerica.com. Search Eric Zane in the search field, and there I am. If you don't want me, you can put anything, and I mean anything you want, on a set of cornhole boards, except for maybe pornography. And they might even do that. I don't know. Reach out to them, cornholeamerica.com. They are a local company based in Cedar Springs, Michigan, but they have orders going out all across the United States. Cornholeamerica.com. You can put your team on there. They don't have licensing agreements where they can promote it. But if you say, hey, I love the Los Angeles Chargers and Matt Stafford. He's not on there. He's on the Rams, isn't he? I like the Los Angeles Rams and Matt Stafford. You can get that on there. You can put Matt Stafford on there. You can put Matt Stafford's wife on there. Whatever you want. Put it on a set of cornhole boards. Getting married, outdoor venue. What's everybody going to do? Drink and dance, you know? But how about some of them play cornhole? Set up your cornhole boards with the initials of the newly wedded couple. Get ideas of what you can put on a set of cornhole boards, cornholeamerica.com. And then, of course, my friends at BK Guns and Stuff. If you have weaponry and you need it serviced, repaired, customized, clean, refurbished, firearms transfers, BK Guns and Stuff. Call 616-902-2447 or get to their Facebook page by going to ericzaneshow.com and then click on their logo, and you're all set. Thank you to BK Guns and Stuff, servicing weaponry anywhere in the United States. Okay. Guys walking around in my hometown of Warren, Michigan. Seriously, this is like 2 miles from where I grew up. There's an auto shop and a tire facility where one guy is sneaking onto the grounds of these businesses, opening up the car door and taking a big gnarly dump inside of them. Check this out.
First, a man caught in the act, and tonight Warren police are on the hunt to find him. Good evening and welcome to 7 Action News at 11. I'm Carolyn Clifford.
And I'm Dave Llewellyn. The suspect was caught on camera defecating into cars at two auto shops. Customers and employees at the stores say they want this man caught.
7 Action News reporter Rudy Harper got his hands on some new video of this wanted man.
Well, what happened here was not friendly, and the manager and employees are not laughing. The suspect was caught trespassing through this gate not once, but twice.
Twice, get it? Deuce.
It was all caught on camera.
Very disgusting. The guy needs to be caught.
Even at a time when cameras are on every corner, this unidentified man doing the unthinkable.
I've been with this company 20 years.
You see this guy just drop his... It's blurred, but you can tell what's going on, man. He's a big fat ass, too.
And never ever seen anything like this before.
Chris Phillips manages Friendly Auto and Warren on Van Dyke. He and his employees are in shock after a man relieved himself inside a customer's minivan.
We noticed that the customer started going through two of the cars that were unlocked, grabbed some sanitary napkins. He defecated inside of the customer's van.
Phillips says it first happened in November, but the man came back in January and rummaged through another car.
He did seem like he was on something or possibly drunk and inebriated. Second time around, he was perfectly fine.
Warren police were called to review the footage. Authorities tell Action News that last week, the same suspect went to Twin Tire just a mile away and did it again. This time, the man pulls up and stops next to another minivan, opens the unlocked vehicle, and relieves himself.
You know, he walking on,
the owner of that vehicle posted this minute and 43-second video to YouTube, hoping someone recognizes him and turns him over to police. Back at the Friendly Auto, Phillips says they have new protocols in place.
The first thing we want is
lock the fucking car, man.
Customers to feel like this is something that we have caused. When it's ignorance on behalf of somebody else.
Warren police.
That's not ignorance. He's just a sick, twisted bastard.
This suspect could face multiple charges, and they're now asking other jurisdictions if they're looking for the same man. In Warren, I'm Rudy Harper, 7 Action News.
I gotta hope they catch him. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy. Can you imagine if they said, thank you, Pooty? Yesterday I called up Friendly's Auto. That's the dude you actually heard, the owner, Chris. I called him up yesterday. Check this out.
Friendly Auto, this is Chris. Let me help you.
Hey, Chris, how are you? Classic Michigan accent, by the way.
Good yourself, sir.
Sorry to bother you, man. This is Eric Zane from the Eric Zane Show podcast.
Hold on 1 second, sir. Hold on. I apologize.
Okay, it's okay.
Sorry about that. They were putting some metal in here. I could barely hear you.
That's okay. I'm calling from the Eric Zane Show podcast about the serial pooper.
Yeah, you got to love this guy.
Who had to clean it up?
One of our actual friends / customers did it.
Yeah. Wow. You mean it wasn't even a guy who works there?
No, sir. He was here at the time, and he couldn't believe somebody actually did that, and the goodness of his heart, he went out there with a pizza box and cleaned it out for the guy.
And it was just a random...
By the way, people said, I should have asked, where did he get the pizza box? Call back to that old stupid question. The idea of the pizza box, and he's just, you know, I mean, is he ripping the lid off and using the lid as like the... to shove the poo into the thing?
Customer's vehicle that this jackass did this in.
You got it.
Did you have to tell the customer or just clean it and not tell him?
No. We called the customer, called the police, made a police report, had the customer come up here. And I'll tell you, obviously you curse as well. The guy looks like he shits like a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like a big, ugly, gnarly guy. I bet you, was it solid or was it like one of those bad, wet ones?
Oh, no, it was like a horse shit pile.
Did it wind up on the seat or the floor?
It was on the floor.
At least...
It was right by the edge of the door.
What is going on with the world? You know, Chris, this is really...
People are getting worse, aren't they?
Yeah, and then...
More and more ignorant.
Have you guys had like a support conversation with the guys down the street who had the same thing happen?
Yeah, they actually called me the other day, and you know, we all work together. And,
yeah.
He was in disbelief himself.
Oh my God. Ah, Jesus. Well, it was. I hope that you guys get enough like publicity out of it because they talked about it on the news. People are talking about it. Hopefully, people will come to you guys, and you know, it's one of those silver lining things, you know.
You got it. It's actually been extremely crazy already today.
Okay. Well, good. Good on you guys. You got a great attitude over there, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But hopefully, they'll catch the guy. Okay.
I appreciate that. Sometimes we put up with a lot of shit around here.
You sure do. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Okay, Chris. Thanks for the time.
Hey, anytime, buddy.
All right,
take buddy. It easy.
All right, Chris. Bye-bye. At Friendly's Auto, back in the old stomping grounds. Incredible. What the hell is wrong? Seriously, man. And why that place? What happened that made him? Is it maybe someone that maybe he had bad service or something like that? I have no idea. It's just I don't get it. I don't understand. And then how do you expect to get away with something like that, knowing that there's cameras? Well, he apparently did get away. They haven't caught the guy yet. So I guess they're going to be on there. If you're the dude who took the dump, you know? I mean, is this type of thing where, like, when a serial killer does something terrible and he sees himself being talked about on the news, he's like, oh, yeah, this is great. He starts pounding his butt. Or is this he's going to see himself on TV now the story's got made the rounds and that's him? Probably eats his own feces. Holy shit. All right, sorry. I just grossed everybody else out even more. Sorry. What the hell is wrong with me? Okay. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Thank you very much. 231-332-6505. They are awesome. Mario's over there. NMLS number 3035. You can get a mortgage for an extremely low rate if you have great credit. If you do not, he can help you get into a mortgage. You do need the mortgage. You need to be pre-approved before you even start looking for the home. Don't get your hopes up then to find, oh, God, I can't get the mortgage I wanted. Holy crap. Get the mortgage ahead of time from Mario, 231-332-6505. Shout out to F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. F45training.com/Byron Center. Get 1 week free of working out. 1 week free of working out when you just go to their website and click on the little icon at the bottom. It says 1 week free. Zero COVID cases, zero contact tracing needed. They've got it down there at F45. And then my friends over at Prince Arming, retired U.S. Army Major Steve Prince, his next class comes up February 20th. If you want to get certified, get your pistol license, you got to take the class, 616-204-1705. That is right around the corner with Prince Arming. Okay. Josh says to me, Josh is kind of like a pain in my ass. Because when I bitched that they were rolling out too many people to put into the queue with not enough vaccine, Josh is quick to say, is that the same governor you praised in the past? Dude, I am not a all in on one thing or the other, you pain in the ass. And I'm not laying blame on anyone. I'm just saying that there might not be the communication taking place between the entities. That doesn't mean good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying that that's what happened. And if you think, okay, you pain in the ass, that there is some manual about how to do this, you're completely wrong. People are doing the best they can, so shut up! My God. Tio in, I think, South Dakota writes, eating feces? Bruce, hold my beer. Frickin' O'Neill, he's been out of control lately. He smells it frozen under the snow. Yeah. The whole idea that me and Gretchen Whitmer, Adam writes, Eric and Gretchen sitting in a tree. What the fuck? You guys, what is wrong with you? Yes, she's hot. But this, that has nothing to do with this. Come on. I saw her the other day, man. Holy crap. She's wearing that mask and she had her eyes, her makeup done perfectly. Oh, what an absolute stone cold stunner. I know you guys are all in love with her too. Everybody agrees with me. Okay. Former Olympic swimmer Scott Miller. He's an older guy. He's 47 years old. Well, he's not older. He's just not. It wasn't like at a recent Olympics. This guy, he won a silver medal for Australia in the 1996 Olympics. The one that the Eric Rudolph blew up the bomb and everybody blamed freaking Richard Jewell. Now, that was a good movie. I saw that movie. That was a good movie. I like that movie. Just called Richard Jewell. Clint Eastwood made it. Good film. Scott Miller won silver for Australia. And I don't think he's done anything good since then. How the hell does somebody who's a tip-top athlete, I mean, it's one thing if an athlete becomes like addicted to drugs. That happened. That happens. But this guy, I don't even know if he's addicted to drugs. He is a drug lord. He is leading a drug syndicate in Australia. He was busted. He's in custody on Tuesday. So like now, charged with trafficking after Australian police seized methamphetamine valued at $2 million Australian dollars. That's 1.6 U.S. and accused him of leading a crime syndicate. I said he's 47, he's 45. Him and another guy have been named. The police raided their homes to find methamphetamine concealed in candles. Miller was director of a criminal syndicate. Others, it will be alleged, are working under his instruction. Imagine like, oh, where's your take? Come on, pay up. You don't have it? Get in the pool. Do laps. The two were allegedly distributing drugs from Sydney that were bound for regional New South Wales state. Officers located and seized approximately a kilogram of heroin with a street value of $250,000, over $75,000 in cash, cell phones, encrypted electronic devices, and other drugs, according to a police statement. This was not a small operation. Cops said they were well-organized and well-financed. Dude won a silver in the 100-meter butterfly in Atlanta. He also won gold at the World Championships in Rio in 1995. My God, how the hell does that happen? Top-notch athlete becomes a complete loser. This is what happens when parents... He's probably one of those guys who, like, you know, dad tried to... like Earl Woods, you know? Making him into a super athlete. And then they end up rebelling and becoming the worst. Tiger Woods didn't exactly do that, but you know how he wound up. I mean, it was all Earl Woods' fault. Everybody knows that. That's probably what happened with this guy. Don't ever be a helicopter parent demanding that your kids become good athletes. If it happens, it happens. Wayne Gretzky's dad used to put away his skates 6 months out of the year so he'd play other sports. If you're a parent that makes your kid play year round, you're an idiot. Okay. Good news, bad news in this final story. Good news. 23 years ago, a man in Phoenix, Arizona, Damian Page, gave away a kidney. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but he had a close friend who needed it. Sure, a story sounds very similar to what I went through, but he did it. Then the unthinkable happened. His one kidney went kaput. Oh, no. I can't say that I haven't thought about that. What if that happens? Now, you are at the top of the list. If you give a kidney, you are automatically, in the event of the unthinkable happening, the one kidney goes south and malfunctions. You are supposed to be on the tip top of the list. This guy, the dude, Damian Page, had been on dialysis, which is like a nightmare, an absolute nightmare scenario for a person. Keeps you alive, but it wears you out, and it really puts a lot of stress on your other organs, and it's mentally very, very draining on you. This guy has just gotten a person to, well, it was actually a organ donor person passed, and he has gotten a new kidney. So check this out.
It's the best present I can ever receive. After going through dialysis for 18 months, it's just, wow. It's exhausting. You spend so much of your life, like I said, attached to a machine. You don't have time for anything else. I feel like myself, you know, I feel empowered.
I would really like for you to be around for a lot more Valentine's days. And every Valentine's, I tell him how special he is.
Yeah, thanks for the great audio. That's a little weird. 18 months he was on that waiting list, huh? That's a little frightening to me. My God, I wonder why that was. I think there is a reason for that. He had after looking a little further into the story, he talks about how exhausting the dialysis was. And he wasn't healthy enough for transplant surgery. So he had to lose a ton of weight. He lost 100 pounds while he was trying to, you know, be able to receive a transplant, because it takes a lot out of you when you actually get one installed. In fact, Jeffrey, he had to get into shape. There was a couple of other issues that were going on that he needed to that could have made it so he wasn't able to receive it, but they approved it, thank God. And I just talked to him the other day. He's doing great. I got to get him back on the show. And you'll be able to hear I'll actually get the audio and compare how he sounded to what he sounds like now. He sounds like a different dude. Goes 100 miles an hour. So there you go. I'm about to start work on a project with an organization called Gift of Life Michigan. Very, very soon you're going to be hearing about the Gift of Life Life Michigan. They reached out to me, and I am going to be a online media ambassador for them about organ donation. They work primarily with people who are receiving organs through, like, donor cards, encouraging you to fill out your donor card and things like that, so that if in the unfortunate event that you pass, your then organs are harvested. Everything needs to go. Everything. Corneas, skin, kidneys, liver, heart, lungs. Get rid of all of it. You don't need it. You'll be hearing more about them. Josh writes, who was pushing my buttons earlier, I was away from the phone at the time talking to my wife, trying not to laugh. I know Eric isn't strictly one side or the other. Just wanted to toss it out there. I would like, yes, you're right, Josh, you pain in the ass. You're just trying to push my buttons. I'm a little right of center, but also a little left of center. That's me. I'm right in there. I would be just like Blue State Rob describes it, a liberal Republican. I don't even like to say that. I'm just a little left of center, a little right of center, right in that sweet spot. I'm in the perfect spot. I am perfect. You all know that. Politically, I'm absolutely perfect. If you all were like me, the world would be a much better place. If everyone in the United States was like me, this would be in a fantastic world. Kyler and his fat tits calls me a liberal fucker. What the fuck are you doing? Are you crazy? Son of a bitch. Have you lost your mind?
This is a softball, and this is a home run. Call it binging.
Nice boobs, Kyler.
We're good.
Binging. Let's go.
I love that.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Good job, Kyler.
Good job, Kyler. Joe Moran, I love that guy so much. Let's see. We got anything in the email? Let's see. Nada. We are come up snake eyes. The email of the day is brought to you by Forever Lawn West Michigan. Online at foreverlawn.com/WMI. But I've got nothing for you. If I had an email, I'd read it to you, and it would be your Forever Lawn email of the day. I do want to say this. I forget it every time when I'm talking about it. Your asshole. Oops. Damn it. Your asshole of the day is Ivani Reyes. That was the lady who put the Gorilla Glue in her hair. This stupid idiot. I hope no one helps her. I hope she gets no money. I hope it stays there forever, and she has to figure it out on her own.
That is your asshole of the day.
All right, that is it. I am fresh out of content. One more thing. Let's see. Tech Tip Tuesday is tonight. Alan Gilbert, how are you? Wanted to send you a quick email, see if you have a Zoom link for me for Tech Tip Tuesday tonight. Yes, I will send it. Tonight at 7 p.m., it is another absolute blowout party with Alan from Blue Frost IT. Tech Tip Tuesday happens right here, okay? So I will be live with Alan and you, okay? If you have any tech questions or you want to participate in the content, it'll be on Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter. You are invited to join me tonight at 7 p.m. with Alan from Blue Frost IT. I will see you there. There you go. Show note. And now you know. Folks, that's it. This Tuesday, February 16th. I appreciate your time. Talk to you on the Patreon. I got to go plow some snow, man. We got about a good 5-6 inches. There's a joke there somewhere. I'm not going to get it. Talk to you, folks. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.